Welcome back to the Profit Your Knowledge podcast. Today's guest is Peter Lynch, and today we are talking about how to craft a high ticket offer, specifically $10,000 or more. Now you may be thinking, that sounds crazy. Who would pay me 10 grand to talk to them for a couple weeks or a couple months? Well, today you're going to learn how. Okay, we're going to break down the components, what is value really, and a lot of things that encompass how to make an offer that truly is worth 10 grand or more. So let's go into it. Peter Lynch, how you doing today?
Doing great. Excited to be here.
I'm pumped, dude. It's funny. I was just talking with a client of mine, and you know, he's kind of getting into making a transition with career. And he's like, it was like right before you came on, onto my calendar. And he's like, how do I make like a coaching offer? Mm-hmm. You know? And I have different trainings and stuff. So I was like, perfect. This is going to be exciting. Cause then I can refer it over to him too. And we can just have a cool conversation about it. So Peter Lynch, I want to hear a bit of your story, specifically, like what made you decide to become an entrepreneur, first of all, and how did you, you know, compared to just working a desk job, and then how did you get into helping people, like teaching them how to create high ticket offers and doing what you're doing today?
Well, I'm an entrepreneur is because I'm a dysfunctional mess at anything else. So.
Hey.
Oh, I've always been entrepreneurial. I've always been just driven for something more. I never felt like I fit in with anything. So I dropped out. I studied engineering, dropped out, moved to Alaska, tried going back to school for like economics and psychology, dropped out, and just ended up driving a septic truck. So cleaning out poop tanks and getting my hands dirty.
Dang, dude.
In the worst, dirtiest possible way you can imagine. There are dirtier jobs, but I mean, I think that's probably up there. Yeah, and just always looking for, well, who am I? What am I doing? How do I add value? How do I, you know I have gifts and talents. I really don't know how they apply to anything practical in the world, right? Or financially, I want to make money and don't want to hate the process. So I'm like, okay, what's that mean? I have no idea. I'm good at board games and figuring stuff out. I was always great at teaching other people how to get into these nerdy board games that I have a strategy and like how to make it super accessible though. So I'm like, okay, there's something there. I have no idea what. Fast forward a couple of years, my daughter is born and I leave my job, which was commercial roofing then. So you said desk job. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I just did a lot of like manual labor, trades work. Never had a desk job. That wasn't even part of my reality, part of my kind of my family upbringing, et cetera. We come from a very poor family, come from a lot of just negative mindset about money, success, period. Left my job as a commercial roofer, started my own job as a handyman, got into doing high ticket work as a handyman, which was inspection, maintenance, and repair for Louis Vuitton. So I was traveling around the country, flying from all the way from New York, Miami to Hawaii, and everywhere in between to work on these Louis Vuitton stores, getting paid way more than I thought was possible. And realized I have somebody else's dream job. What's my job? What's my dream? Well, to be a coach, because the more I studied business, marketing, and applied all these things that I've learned throughout my life, I'm like, I can really help other people succeed. I've worked with troubled youth. I've worked in a lot of leadership and coaching positions just without ever being a coach. So that, led me to launch as a coach finally, because it took a lot of study and learning. It was a transition. It was a mental, it was a mindset game going from, okay, I'm a handyman. I can build something and sell that. Okay, how the heck do I build something intangible and sell that? Or how do I sell my time as a coach? What does this look like? So finally got to like just deep dive study into Dan Kennedy, direct response marketing, all this stuff. And I'm like, cool. How's that applied to coaching though? You know, finally launched as a life coach, like performance, like productivity, all these kind of things. Mindset, life coaching was my first coaching launch. And I signed four clients at 4,000 total. So there was 12,000 in contracts. My first month launch as a coach. Felt really great about that. And then there was a lot more to figure out after that, of course, but it was a fantastic launch. And then that reignited this feeling like I really want to serve other entrepreneurs. And as I got into coaching, I realized there's a huge space of other coaches that also need a lot of help. I think I can help them. Not sure what that looks like, but then they started asking me for advice. And I was like, all right, time to help them. And by helping more coaches, help more people, I'm directly part of the world becoming a better place, right? I've struggled with a lot of dark places psychologically myself, my own depression. So I'm like, I'm very driven to see people step into their purpose, their power, their fulfillment. right? So if I can support more coaches to make a bigger impact, I am part of a ripple effect of a greater impact and more people being helped. That's what drives me. And it led to, okay, helping them with sales, helping them with marketing, helping them, and realize, well, the core of it all is the offer. Coaches need a great offer. And that's how then they level up their confidence. And the offer is an extension of who they are. So we can break that down too. That's part of the process, right? Of how to package it. But that's kind of the long of the short, I guess. I don't know how to tie things down too shortly, but to give you a little idea, that's what led me to this, is just realizing coaches have so much more value to offer than they generally know how to quantify and calculate and package into a tangible offer that is just exponentially bigger impact for your clients, bigger impact for your bank account.
Dude, right. For real. No, I love it. I think when people hate on the whole coaches coaching coaches thing, like there's nuance to it. I do it too. And I love it because I'm on the same boat as you. Like if I can help someone who's a relationship coach help more people have better relations, like I love all of it. I want it to be normal where you bump into someone who you saw in high school and it's like they're fit, they're healthy. It's clear they're talking highly about their relationships and the people in their lives. They're doing work that they enjoy. Like I want that to be normal. Checking all the boxes and it's not, it's never normal. There's always something that's off, you know, which is great because we can work on ourselves, but you know, that's the whole thing that really gives me joy too.
The coaches coaching coaches space was something that I've struggled with too. And it's been a roadblock for me actually to enter this because I didn't want to be another coaches. Like I'm going to coach coaches how to coach coaches to coach coaches to scale to 100K. And you're like, do you have 100K? I don't have 100K month yet. Just straight up, right? And I'll always be honest.
Right.
But I know how to help you package a high ticket offer, which is 10,000 or more, not 3,000, 10,000 or more, and really own your confidence at a new level and go to 10,000 plus. So.
Yeah, for sure. So. There's this thing when it comes to, there's one other question I did kind of have about something you mentioned in your story about how you were doing this handyman work and then you started doing like high ticket handyman work because you worked with like Louis Vuitton. What was kind of just like your mental shift? Because a big part of raising your prices to a 10K offer, a lot of it is an identity shift. Like you can help people do the same thing. You've just increased your income and the offer amount, which brings in different level of people for sure. But it's like you have to own that. So when you were going from handyman work to working with Louis Vuitton, what was kind of that little like gray area, that transition of you charging way more for work to the point where you were like, how am I doing this?
It was a bit of a bypass, to be honest, because it was offered to me. I was found through a connection that I had pre-existing, right? So there was just some connection happened, some providence happened, and it was like, okay, we got this contract. We need you to go here 5 nights. You have to work overnights, and you got to travel, so we're going to pay you more. Is this much okay? And they were like, and I was like,
You're like, yeah, that'll do.
Yes, right? And then, so I can, before that moment, there was definitely an awakening of like, I've got to shift something. There was definitely an awakening beginning. It was before it really hit. Hard. It hit hard after, and I realized I'm walking into the Louis Vuitton stores, and I was starting to read some books about the money psychology, money mindset, and all these different things, right? And I've always been a lifelong learner. I've always been fascinated with the internal development, the spiritual development that we go through to become just more healthy, holistic human beings, right? And then I'm like, well, how does this apply really strict, particularly in money and business and entrepreneurship, because they really go hand in hand. And so there already was a lot of work around like, well, can I step up? Can I play a bigger game? I want to. So it was like an answered prayer. And then it challenged me way more deeply because I made the money and then realized, okay, can I hold this? Can I contain this? Because then I started to realize, oh, there's a bunch of resistance of like, well, I just made a lot of money, so better not work for a while, right? It was part of the internal stupid dialogue, right? We all have these dumb dialogues internally. We're like, that lazy part, the insecure part, the low money, the poverty mind goes, whoa, okay, better not work for a long time because you just made way too much money, you know?
Yeah, come back to the baseline. Yeah,
exactly. Going back to identity set point. So my identity is at this fragile, critical point of being open to saying yes to it and then having to deal with the repercussions of it, right? Of like, okay, I said yes to this. I did a great job. Now they're giving me more. Can I handle it? Can I contain it? Can I carry it? And can I grow it? And I was like, I know I want to grow this. I know that I want to create a better life for my children, right? And leave a different legacy, just empower them and impact them in a different way on so many levels. And for me to do that, I've got to challenge myself deeply and level up. And so, so that continued, and that hit a whole nother degree when it came to, like I said, moving from tangible work to intangible work. And then to raising prices myself from 4,000 to 10,000. That's a leap, you know? Mm-hmm. So the mindset game has been there, and it's always been the next level. And it's absolutely, like you're saying, an identity shift.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. And it's funny you say that, because like, yeah, oh my gosh, I made 10 grand in a month. Mm-hmm. I can chill now. And I did that for a long time. I just had like record month or whatever, or 20 grand. You're like, now I can chill. It's like, well, if you just keep going, you can make 30 grand, you know, or more. Mm-hmm. It's funny just how we play these little like mindset games with ourselves.
It is.
So when I always think about when I make an offer is I want someone to feel like they got at least two times the amount of value. So if you charge 5 grand, they should feel like they got at least 10 grand worth of value. I was talking with someone about this who was a client of mine, and he had a great question that I want to unpack right now with you. And he said, how do you determine value? Because that's what we hear all the time. You hear all the time, value. You offer value, create content and give value. And everyone's just like, okay, but like, what is it? You know, like, how do you distinguish what value is? Because it's true that if you're going to charge more, you should be offering more value. And a lot of people give a lot of value and undercharge. So, Peter, what is value, and how do you distinguish that when making like a 10 grand plus offer?
Oh man, I love this question because it comes down, right? So I love to, you know, people quote all these, you know, I mean, Alex Hormozy is the current big name, you know, and I start to feel a little old, I guess. And I'm like, well, I remember when I was Gary Vee, you know?
Oh, dude, back in the day.
You know, now it's Alex, and I love both of them. But yeah, Alex, you know, talks about, share value, give away what people would normally pay for. But yeah, your point is like, well, how? And that's the question I love to live in. Okay, but how do you do it? Sounds great, but how? And I underline that because that's actually part of how you provide the value, is the when you can show somebody the faster, easier, simpler process, not always easier, but the fastest and simplest way to get from point A to point B or Z, however big we're going, right? That's the value. Quite simply, the value is in the transition. The transition to get to a transformation. So the first step is to define what is that transformation, right? I love working with business coaches, and I love working with life coaches and anywhere and everywhere in between. But a lot of like, say, fitness. Okay, well, they want to get in shape. What's get in shape look like, first of all? What is define that? So the more that you are clear, clarity is your superpower when it comes to your coaching offer and defining the value. When you're crystal clear, okay, we're going to get you, right, in shape to hike Mount Rainier within the next 90 days. Let's say, right, like if you're in the Pacific Northwest, beautiful area, you want to, or back in Colorado, the incline, this thing that just destroys your knees. And I regretted it for a month after, but still you want to hike the incline, but you don't know how. You don't, right? Let's be clear. Or you just want to lose 10 pounds, whatever it is. Have a clear, specific, measurable outcome. Measurement is key. If I can't measure it, if it's just gain new insights that'll transform your life, that's beautiful and powerful. And I love all of you who are providing that, because we all are as coaches. Every coach is a transformational coach. And that's part of the process. But for what reason is the question. Define it. Measure it. That's the transformation thereafter. And then give it a timeline. Now you've just nailed yourself. Like, you've just separated yourself from the herd exponentially. So now once you can measure it, okay, we're going to get in shape to hike the incline within 90 days. Cool. I know what I'm doing. Or just going to lose 10 pounds within 90 days, whatever the method, you know, or the classic, I'm going to scale you to 100K within, you know, 2 weeks with no effort. You know, we don't do that, but you get the point, right? There's some kind of a measurement. There's a goal. There's a time frame. Now I can keep wrap my head around it. And I know either I'm motivated customer or not. And guys, this is part of what makes sales so easy and streamlined. If you're pushing people, if you're getting a lot of objections, it's an offer issue. It's not a sales issue. The offer wasn't clear enough. The message didn't convey the value. So what's the value? Well, define the transformation, and then clarify the process of the trend through the transition, which is how you package the offer. We can jump to that. But to hang on the value then becomes, well, question then, and it's really a simple equation. If you just draw an XY axis, right? You can go do left, right, kind of left brain, right left brain. Sorry. The more tangible, logical, practical. Are they going to make money? Are they going to save money? Right? Those kind of things. Are they going to, what is it on the tangible side? And then on the right-hand side, how do they feel? Right? How's it going to impact them intangibly? So that's the impact. And then we go with which one? I don't know. The top and bottom then is top is positive. Bottom is negative. You know, and I love simplifying things down. You know, I hope this is still beneficial. I always think the more simple it is, the better, actually. So, I mean, that's just the simple value equation. Okay. So then tangibly, what are they gaining? What pain are they removing? Calculate it out from your offer, from what you do, from what you help people achieve. And then take it over time too. That's the fifth dimension that you can have. So then 10 years from now, if you've helped them get in shape now, are they avoiding, God forbid, you know, heart failure, something like that, right? Something really bad. If you're a relationship coach, are you helping people avoid divorce? Okay, probably, right? And what are they gaining on the other side of that? So now it's an exponential equation. So the differential becomes, this is what helps to heighten your own confidence. What you do is when you realize, oh, damn, I'm not just helping people do this thing. I'm helping people change their life. Because then if their relationship is better, how's their relationship with their kids? How do their kids then go through the rest of their life more equipped with a healthy relationship, healthy parents, instead of a dysfunctional home where the parents are always fighting? You know what I mean? Like on the worst case. But if we just go there and realize, wow, I'm really helping people work through some heavy things. So then you can go back to the divorce thing. If they're avoiding divorce, what's the cost of the divorce? Maybe like $250,000 on average or something like that. Averages or whatever, you know, they're awash. They're all over the place. But still, we just say, okay, well, you just help them save $250,000 then over 10 years, right? So that's when you can start to, or, okay, health, are they going to, if they're in better shape, are they going to be more focused, alert, and energetic at work? If they're in their inner career, right? I work with entrepreneurs, so it's different measurement. But if you're helping somebody who's in a profession, are they going to get a raise as a result of what you're doing? If they do, what's that raise? 10%? What's their average, you know? Okay, was that $10,000 a year? So they're making more $10,000 more a year. Well, there you go. Over 10 years, they've just added six figures that they wouldn't have had if they didn't do it. In fact, if they don't fix their focus, their health, their energy, are they probably going to fall behind at work and maybe make less, right? This is, so that's the, is that answering the question? Like, that's my simple, yeah, hopefully, way to break down the value of what you do. This is how to define the value. And then you could do it for your lead magnet too. Is my lead magnet valuable? Well, what's it help people avoid? What's it help them gain?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's all like you said, transformation. That's what people really pay for. And I think that everybody, no matter what you're offering, has something to them that's priceless. That yes. You can't put a price on it. You know, if someone you love goes into the hospital and it's like, it's brain surgery. I just had a friend, actually, his girlfriend had crazy, and she's young too, had a tumor, which is wild. Mm. But like something like that happens, I don't care. I don't care how much it is. Like, I'll figure it out. I'll go into debt, for a little bit, and I'll figure out how to get out of it. Like, whatever, mm-hmm. I will find the money because that's priceless to me. And I think that, you know, what I've learned over the years, and I would love to get into right after this into like components of a great offer, but I just really want to hit home the value piece. Because even when we do get into components for the listener, you can have all the components and their guidelines of how to kind of structure it, you know, time frame, deliverability, like all this cool stuff. But in the end, people are paying for transformation. And absolutely. If you're charging 10 grand and you, like someone wants to get into shape, well, you know, to add to what you, everything you had just said, which was awesome, why do they want to get into great shape? Because no one just wants to make money. No one just wants to have a six pack. There's always a reason. And to them, there is a reason mm-hmm. that is priceless. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have to find as the salesperson. And you find that by having a conversation. And what I do is like, I have a guideline for my coaching package, but I ask questions and I find that real need and I build value based on that need. For example, you know, when I'm talking about working with people and a big thing when we're making like an online course and they want to automate it and turn it into passive income or create digital assets and stuff, I've done that and I do it. And they were like, there's people who a lot of times, like what they want is freedom. They want autonomy. And that's the big thing. They're like, I don't really care about making millions per se. I just really mm-hmm. want to have freedom and autonomy in my life and yep. make a good income. Yep. And they'll talk about how they want to be able to travel and not have to do their work. And I literally did that. So I'll share that story because it hits home that I've done it and it's hitting home the value of what they care about. Because I went to Sweden, took 2 weeks off, didn't do anything, was like, I wonder if I can make money. And I made $8,000, you know, chilling in Sweden. So I share that story and I'm like, I'm not saying that to say I'm awesome. I'm just saying that I've been there and I can help you. Right. And they're like, that I will pay whatever for to do it because that matters to them. So I think that that's like the value piece to people.
It's you're probably familiar with Chris Voss, Never Split the Difference.
Yeah, I haven't read the whole book, but I've read some of it.
You're probably like me then. There's a ton of, I mean, there's a stack of books right there. That I'm like, I haven't read the whole.
Working on it.
Working on it like over 10 years, you know, like, oh yeah, that's cool. No, I love audiobooks, but no, never. He talks about the black swan, which is that what you wouldn't expect. And that's a beautiful piece. So once you get into the live conversation with somebody, look for the black swan, which is just that, which it means what is that? You don't come into it expecting it. But when you dig for it, you find this unexpected deeper value, which is the why. We're going to do this transformation. We're going to have this transition, but yeah, why? Right, back to like parenting, parenting coach, dial in her message, right, and connect with parents and understand what she was offering and how the value is. And it was this thing, like, well, if you're a parent, you have a strange relationship with your kid, what would you do? Right? What would you not? Like, where do you draw the line? You know what I mean? That's the place. So back. Yeah, where would you draw the line of like, nah, I'm not willing to do that. Yeah, I mean, I want a good relationship. But no, like 10,000, is that it? You know what I mean? Which go into, the, like you said, with brain surgery. So absolutely. You tap into these deep primal, deep motivations.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what it is. Because if you can get something where it's like, you can't put a price on it for that specific person, and you may need to, like, I've adjusted my offer in certain ways to tend more to that person. Which I think is fine. Like it's about helping them. You know, I used to be so rigid about it has to be this, you know, with my offer and stuff. And I'm like, well, this doesn't always apply, or maybe I need to add something to be more beneficial for this person. And my mentor even shared something about that, about how he was on a call with some guy, and the guy had invested in a lot of programs, and he was like, I feel like I'm always lost in the weeds and never have like a clear line of communication with the person. And if it's an email or something, it doesn't work for me. So my coach was like, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a private phone number. And if you ever have questions, you can call me. And he set up some sort of private phone number, which isn't normal for him, but he did that for this guy. And the guy was like, I'm sold. That's it. And he signed up on the spot, paid in full. Right. So it's like you can add and adjust things in your offer, but the transformation is always going to be the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. The facilitation, if you can tailor. Yeah, that's beautiful. I am completely unavailable by phone except to my clients.
Yeah.
It's kind of where like I'm the hardest dude to get a hold of outside of like Messenger and on, you know, Facebook and emails, hit or miss, but phone number. I'm like, I get a text. Well, that number is only with my clients, so I know who's talking to me.
Yeah, there, you know? Awesome. Yeah. So on that note, you know, your phone number, that's something that you give to your clients and obviously your friends and family and stuff like that, but not just, you don't just hand it out willy-nilly. It's something that people invest in. It's part of your 10K plus offer.
Yeah, right.
So let's go into, you know, we talked a lot about value, and I think it's just so important because it's really what makes everything else work. So what do you recommend if someone's like, okay, I'm going to construct a 10K offer or more? What are the components that you recommend to add, and how do they kind of structure this to where they can feel confident offering something and saying that's 10 grand?
Yep. Well, I'll talk a little meta. That's all right. I'll talk kind of like through my steps to show the example of this is how to pack it, put together the steps. Cause I'm a big back to the values in the transition, but the process to facilitate the transition. Right, system. This is back to that engineering that I said I dropped out on. I studied enough to understand the value of systems and then how to optimize systems. So a system is also only as efficient as its least efficient component. So when you look at your offer, if somebody's getting stuck, they're not completing your program, your process, your coaching, wherever it is, course, coaching, is this applicable? If they're not going all the way through, identify where they're getting stuck, optimize that. But the process becomes what you really sell. I think with a course and with coaching and even with consulting is usually a bit more done for you. That's how I quantify it. It's the difference between consulting and coaching, right? I'm going to step in, which I've done, do copywriting, build funnels, all that kind of stuff, right? And I love the coaching far more because I usually feel like the consulting and the agency kind of work needs the inner work first of understanding, because you can't have somebody else understand your business, your message, and your purpose better than you. So, process, the system is what we sell as a coach, I believe. So my system, I broke it down. I looked at it, and this is the handout too. I've got the offer builder. I look at it through the lens of, well, if you have a bridge, if you know where your client, your prospect is, and where they want to be, that's the transformation they desire. But if you painted that as a picture, it kind of looks like they're on one side of a chasm, and on the other side is, happy land, where people are making 10K and they're on the beach and they're drinking umbrella drinks and everything's good. And they're over there and they're like, I don't know, this is, I'm burning out. I'm frustrated. I don't know where to start, et cetera. Your job is to create the bridge. Hey, let me show you how to get across. Here's exactly how. Hey, do you want my help with it? That's your coaching offer, right? It becomes really beautiful, simple, easy. But because again, ideal prospects are self-motivated. So the bridge, right? That's the function. That's kind of the unique mechanism. And I love this method too, because it allows you to develop greater messaging around it too, right? So messaging aspects, I don't have time to dive into right now, but you're right. Messaging, like unique mechanism, how do you differentiate your process in the market, becomes really easy when you understand your process. So the process is the bridge. And of that, every bridge is going to be built on pillars. So I think, well, three is a great number. Three pillars, right? Kind of three tiers of this pathway, as it were. The pillars have blocks, right? So this is, you have three pillars, and if you put three blocks in each pillar, now you know, okay, for somebody to get from point A to point B, they're going to have to cross this bridge. Maybe it's the fitness bridge. Maybe in my case, right? So to use mine, because it's the easiest, because I can spout them off real quick. Right. So I call it, well, the high ticket coach, right? To become a high ticket coach, which embodies a lot. But part of that is, well, you have a $10,000 plus offer and you know how to sell it and you have the confidence behind it, right? Well, to get there, you need a bridge. Well, the bridge is, what's that? It's the high ticket coach program, right? It's that process, the blueprint. But the pillars are, well, there's high ticket mindset, there's a bulletproof build, and then there's the social selling system, right? So those are the three pillars that I look at. Right. So the mindset is critical because the business is an extension of you. Your offer is an extension of you. So of that, there's three blocks, which is alignment, there's conquering fear, and then there's igniting drive. Those are very internal work, but the alignment is, I think, is just the chief domino of all of this anyway, because when you align with your purpose, yourself, and your own gifts and calling, it becomes much easier to answer all the pragmatic, practical questions of who do you help? How do you help them? What are you doing? Right. When you're aligned with yourself. If you're not in alignment, those questions become harder. And then we move into conquering fear, removing limiting beliefs, all those kind of things. And then just some great, just pragmatic productivity. That's the word, I'm slipping the words. Productivity exercises and a deeper sense of why, so that you follow through on the rest of the steps, right? So that makes one pillar or one tier if I turn it into a roadmap, which I do. So then you can take this bridge and turn it into a roadmap, or use the bridge however you want to communicate to the market. But one way or another, there's three tiers. So then the second tier being then irresistible offer, magnetic message, and authority brand. Those are the three blocks I look at as, well, these are the integral blocks of a bulletproof build pillar, right? Which is, these are the assets every coach needs. That, and if you pull one out, does it crumble? Yeah. Right. We could pull paid ads out and it's not going to crumble, because that's one of the vehicles to scale later. But you can't skip ads, cannot scale if you don't have these pieces in place. So that's why, okay, we're doing that instead of other things. You need to understand the package, the offer, you need to have the message that is truly magnetic, that is your way of communicating. Right. And then the authority brand, which is have a brand that's really just in a light bulb, authentic. I believe authenticity leads to authority more than anything. So it's really about coming back to who you are, which ties back into the first pillar. So that's also, I nerd out there because I'm like, this is the first pillar is all internal. The second one is where we make the transition. We start to build something external, but it's still founded on the internal. Then the third pillar, the social selling system. So we look at the actual funnel, the simplest funnel in the world, right? The fractal content and the art of the clarity sales process, which, so then it's, well, that's the icing on the cake, right? Now we take the assets and we leverage them in the marketplace. And so that's my way of putting together a bridge that gets you, okay, now, and the power of that is when you process. So I'm sharing that again to be made up to say, this is the process that I teach. Everybody I work with is going to come out with their own bridge, and they can share that bridge with the market. And that provides confidence in advance of, okay, I want that result. And I see your process, and it looks like the way that I want to get there. Right. So.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that people, in my experience, they can make like an offer and kind of lay out steps, and they get so fixated on that. But I think that one-on-one coaching is like the most flexible thing that you can offer because like you can literally start today in the next 30 yes. days. You can just start talking to people and make up something on the fly and just start with one-on-one. I think that it's like when you get into group coaching or creating programs and that stuff, you want to have more of a structure, but I think people think that they need to have a structure before they start coaching. In reality, like that, and I say that because like it's good to have some sort of structure, but a lot of people get stuck there, just like changing the color on their website. It's like, okay, right. You're wasting time. Get in there, have conversations with people, and like you're telling me what you want to achieve. It's like, okay, I can, based on, if you're really an expert, you know, then you should be doing this. But you just talking to someone, you can see, okay, I see where you're at. I see where you want to be. I see what's getting in the way. I know the steps for you to take. You could do this, 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 and this. And then you work with them and construct your offer from there. And then the more conversations you have, you're like, okay, now I have a system. And then you can turn that into group and coaching programs and that kind of stuff. So I just think it's like, you know, I love what you share with like the pillars and all that stuff. And it's a great way to structure a program, especially when you're selling like a mindset or relationship program. I took a course from a guy named Dan Bacon, who I think is awesome. And he talks about like, men being attractive to women and just kind of what attraction really is. And he has programs about if you're dating or if you're in a relationship, and he had a really good program for relationships. So I took it because I'm just obsessed with being the best man I can be. And it was structured in that way where it was 9 pillars to a successful relationship with a woman. And he talked about having a balanced approach. And it's just so great because you can have like, there's sexual attraction, there's respect, there's trust, communication. There's another one that I can't remember. I haven't seen the course in a while, but there's like these different pillars basically. And adaptability is another one. So being able to adapt to your relationship. But if you put too much emphasis on one, it starts to go out of whack, and then you start to fall in the other pairs. And that's such a great way to structure a coaching program because, you know, it's like you have this area and then this area and this area and this area. And if one of them's out of whack, just like a table with 4 legs, if one leg goes out, it's all awkward and it falls over. If it's short, you know, and it's just a great way to kind of help them keep that balance. There's so many ways, or you can do a very step-by-step, which is like what I do when I'm helping someone build an online course and a system that sells it. It's like, you need a good content strategy or way of attracting leads. You need a lead magnet. You need a program, and then you need like the email sequence, and you need a sales page and a checkout page. You have to, there's a components. So we're going to put them all together into a seamless system that works. And it's like, that makes sense for my offer because it is very systematic in that way. So I think that those are awesome. But yeah, in the end, like what I just want the listener to know is it really comes down, I think even more than anything, is what we talked about previous to this about the value, because that's everything. It's just an exchange of value. And if you can help someone see the opportunity, having a structure is great. You know, if someone wants to build a really good online brand, then I can tell them like, well, to have a good online brand, we can have a really good content strategy, a lead magnet, a good program or programs. You know, there's different things that make you be perceived as more of an expert, and you can generate income with it. And that to some people is like, that's everything that I want. I just had a call with someone like that. And that's what we're going to build. So it's just like, but it really comes down to what they perceive as being valuable. You know, I think that that's just the biggest thing in the whole game.
Yeah. No, it's the interesting, you got to sell what they, and that's a part of it, like sell what they want. Sell them what they want, give them what they need. Sometimes they want, oh, I just want the sales piece. That's your thing. Well, okay, what are you selling? Mm-hmm. Build the offer and then you sell it. Right.
Yeah.
you're getting objections on the sales call, you don't need objection handling. They need more clarity of what the value is. So back to that, right? So it's, and I also love, I'm a big proponent for one-on-one coaching. I think even when you scale the group, you should still have one-on-one. I do, right? I have a group.
Always.
And I have one-on-one spots available. I'm not as many, but I dive super deep with anybody who's my one-on-one client, and we're going to get results way faster. That's just the value. And so there will always be one-on-one clients available. So that's your highest ticket. And also, like you said, it gives you that why. I mean, it's not like it diminishes in a group, right? But one-on-one's where I got my started. Good at grammar. But it gave that direct, what you're saying, like direct feedback of this is where people need, and that'll inform. So yeah, that's part of the point I was hearing, and what you're saying is don't get stuck on a rigid, or don't get stuck in analysis paralysis. Don't be a perfectionist and wait to begin, right? Start now.
Yeah.
Right? Don't hear start something helping about people. A bridge. Don't think, oh man, I can't start coaching because I don't know what my, start promoting, put yourself out there. It'll iterate over time. Yeah. You will discover this offer is the iteration of the past like 4 years of coaching now, right? So it's not like I didn't have my first month because I knew what my bridge was. I just had my first month because I knew finally I was like, okay, this is what I'm, and I got people on the call and I heard what they needed. I was like, okay, just what you said. Well, I think we can do this, this, and this. As long as you know what you're doing, you're going to be able to put together an expert solution on the fly and charge appropriately. That's the main thing. Own your value.
Yeah.
Own the value of the transformation. Who you are is invaluable as a person, but the value of your offer has a value you can quantify. Mm-hmm. Own it.
Yeah.
And charge it. The worst thing that's going to happen is people are going to say no, and it's going to happen way less than you think. That's the other beauty. When you go high ticket, you probably know, right? Like you're like, oh no, I'm not going to make as many sales. It's actually all you do is you turn off the people that you never would have wanted to work with anyway, and you end up making more money because you charge more.
Right. Yeah. And it's just an exchange of value. That's really what it is. And the truth is you could charge as much as you want, as long as you have the confidence to back it up. And the more you work with people and more results you get, the more confident you are, just hands down, because you're like, I know I can get the result. I know where you're at. I know I can help you. And that comes through on the call. So it's really more of a game of energetics than it is about the deliverability, because you can have the perfect structured offer with all the components. But if your energy is like weird and not there, then someone says like, even if it's a perfect fit, they're like, I don't know, it's just something, just didn't feel right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they don't do it. So I think that's what I've learned from, you know, my mentor stuff. But like having, you know, I like to use Voxer in between calls. You mentioned like a phone Voxer. Calls. Voxer's just, it's free and it's so easy and it works. But you know, it can be email. I like to offer people my courses in between. And I have a guy who's working with me right now. He's like the newest client. And he's like, I listen to you every day. And I'm like, perfect. Perfect. That's what I want.
I love that. Yes.
You're listening to me every day because I'm in your ear. You're studying my courses. You're on a call with me. You're messaging me on Voxer. Like, create an ecosystem where they're constantly with you and focused. And that's what I do when I'm making offers.
He's probably knocking out of the park too.
Yeah. It's just the way to go. Anyway, but yeah, there's something else I was going to say about value. Oh yeah. So in terms of value, I was thinking about this after that guy asked that question too, you know, with like the different deliverabilities you want to come up with, just anything that you can do to help this person feel more confident and secure in getting the result. Like Voxer, they can message me anytime, never bothering me. And I hit home that point. It's like, you are never bothering me because I can respond whenever I want, you know? But I think that if you can make an offer and help people well enough to where at the end of it, they feel and can say, I would have paid 3 times as much to work with you, even at 10 grand, I would have paid 30 grand for what you've done for me. That's what matters. You know, I think that's where you want to get.
I agree. That's awesome. The integrity that's needed in sales and marketing.
Oh gosh, dude. It's all about reputation and results. That's the name of the game. Hands down. Cool. Well, Peter, we're going to start coming in for a landing, but I want to ask you something based on your career thus far as an entrepreneur, you know, sharing your knowledge, helping people create offers, everything cool that you are doing in the world, which is awesome. What's something that you wish someone would have told you early on?
Really quite simply that I'm worth it. That's the honest answer. Just that I'm worth it, right? That what I do is worth it. You know, that I have value to offer and that I don't need to doubt myself and stand in my own way, that I can just simply go help people and that that's valuable. And I don't need to worry about, oh, am I good enough? Am I worthy? And, you know, blah, blah, blah. Do I have the right qualifications? It's just simply, can you help people or not? And yes, you can. Go do it.
Wow, so simple. I love it. It just hits home everything we were talking about. Get out there and help people, people. Peter, you're amazing. Where can people learn more about you and get connected?
If you're on Facebook, find me on Facebook. It's the PL himself, Facebook and Instagram, or just go to unshakable.pro. And that's the main landing page. I mean, you know, if any of your website aficionados, you're going to pull it apart right away, but still, that's my name. Main place to get in touch with me. I got my just the basic links there. Find any of those places, send me a direct note. And if you want to get the one page offer builder where I break down that map, the bridge into more of just a graphic, that's also at unshakable.pro, or you can just message me directly.
Sweet. Okay, right on. We'll put links down in the description for the listener. Making 10K of an offer isn't as scary as you might think. And actually, people would be more willing, the right people would be more willing to invest in you. And when they do, they actually end up getting better results because they got more skin in the game. So it's kind of this
Absolutely.
weird little game
No,
that
it's
we're
a
playing.
it's a mind loop, but once you enter it, you're like, wow, I wish I'd done this sooner.
For sure.
You
Yeah.
know?
But
Yeah, absolutely.
I think for the listener, the biggest takeaway that I hope you get from this is like, yeah, you can have a great structured, program. I'd say start with one-on-one. Like Peter said, continue offering one-on-one. It's just going to be way more expensive as you start to grow because you can, there's no cap. You can charge as much as you want. It could be 50 grand for the year. It could be 100 grand for a year or
I know
6 months.
people that are 100 grand for the year.
Right. Like it there's and it could be more than that. There's way more than that. There's 200K, 250 for a year, like whatever. And it comes down to because those people are confident that they know how to unpack the value and the value that they can offer to the person. So it really comes down to that. Like I said before, these are guidelines, having these different components and stuff, but make like adjust, have room, whatever it takes, because what makes sales work is understanding the person's need, what they believe is valuable for them and their situation, and then offering it to them. You'll notice
Right.
consistent signs and trends and stuff. So down the road, you'll be like, everybody says a lot of the same stuff. And that's when you can create a coaching program, like a self-paced course or a group program or something that has more of that structure. And you can fine-tune your one-on-one. But realistically, if you really know what you're talking about, you can just start having conversations and diagnosing, here you are, here's where you want to be. I see the roadmap. Here's what it is. What do you think? They're like, yes, cool. It's 5 grand, it's 10 grand, whatever, and make your offer for what you're worth. All right. A lot of mindset game. Obviously, we could spend, Peter and I could talk for 3 hours about the stuff, but we're going to come in for a landing. So I hope you got inspiration from this episode. I hope you feel motivated, inspired, but most importantly, I hope you do something with everything you learned, whether it's writing out your offer or just talking to people, about what you do. Take what you learned here, get out there, make something happen, and we will see you in the next one.